What do you tell people that are trying to figure out, like, do I need someone to help me come and do strategic planning? Like, what do you tell people like that?
I mean, you know, organizations can try to tackle this themselves. I think it can be challenging. The value that someone from the outside coming in isn't so much to say, when I'm working with groups, my goal isn't to diagnose what's going on or you've got this problem here and this is how you're going to fix it, but more help, like, put up a mirror. So yeah, if the mirror is the house has never been cleaned, then they'll have some things to deal with in the mirror. Most organizations aren't really in that spot, or if they are, they know it and they're willing to do and they're ready to deal with it, right? When you bring somebody in to help you out, I try to work with people who are ready to accept the help. If they don't want the help, then, you know, then they can just keep trying to do it themselves. But, you know, oftentimes groups, especially at the startup, will try to have a board member facilitate things for them. Or, you know, another way that if you can't afford to hire a consultant is to see if you can get some pro bono services from locals, you know, students, graduate students who might be doing organization development or nonprofit management or something like that. But I do think it's valuable to have someone from the outside, more to help design and keep the conversation moving. I don't have a stake in the outcome. I have a stake in the outcome in that I want to help the group make sure that they come up with goals that are doable for them, and not seven, right? Like 3, 4, 5, no more than 5. But I don't have a stake in what those goals are. And so that's the value of having someone from the outside, is that I can keep the conversation moving, help everyone have their say, help people feel bought in to the conversation and to the final outcome without feeling like the person who's, you know, managing the agenda also has an agenda.